Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grun. I'm joined today by phone by Tom Wasilchuk. He is a co-star and producer of an upcoming show that will be happening at the Eagle Performing Arts and Conference Center April 29th. Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Very good. So tell us about your show. It's got a really long title, first off, doesn't it?
Well, it's got a short title but a long subtitle, but it's really important to add the subtitle. So the show is called Sweet Dreams and Honky Tonks. Subtitle is The Music and Lives of Hank Williams, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, and Johnny Cash. And what can I tell you about it real quickly? Well, it's a review. We're not trying to imitate those artists, Hank or Loretta or Patsy or Johnny. It's a true review. It's a collection of their, well, most of their most famous and best loved songs, and we intersperse the songs with some stories, little anecdotes about their lives and careers. Some things that, you know, country fans in particular might know, but there's a lot of things that would be new that people would, some background information that people might not have known, probably wouldn't have known. And even the diehard country fans come up to us after shows and say, it was really nice to hear such and such about Patsy or this or about Hank. So it's a review. We play the music with a lot of respect towards the original music. We're performers and artists, and we take a few gentle liberties and show our own creative bent on some of these songs. And people always seem to love that too. Even the diehard country fans applaud really hard at some of the things where we put our own spin on it, and that's always gratifying.
Sure. Can you tell us about the cast that will be joining you on stage?
Yeah. As you mentioned, I listed myself as co-star. I share singing duties with a really terrific singer and a lovely woman named Lindsay Juarez, who obviously will sing the lead vocals on the Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline songs, and actually, spoiler alert, she even sings one of the Johnny Cash songs, which is kind of fun.
Oh, no kidding.
And I do most of the singing, lead singing on Hank Williams and Johnny Cash, and we harmonize quite well together. She's a really gifted singer and a real show woman. And we've got one other singer in the band, our bass player, who plays an upright bass in the show. And then the rest of the band is filled out with our drummer, a gentleman who plays pedal steel guitar, an instrument that is really essential to anything that pretends to call itself country music. And finally, a sixth player in the band who is a multi-instrumentalist, guitar, violin, banjo.
Very good. So you're talking about all these famous names and everything, but if anybody is like me, they may recognize a song and not realize who sings it sometimes. So can you give us a hint about some of the songs you may be covering in this show?
Well, yeah, and I can totally appreciate what you just said, because in my own case, I think, even though I've been in the business for a long time, I think the first time I heard several of Hank Williams songs, for example, I didn't know they were Hank Williams songs. I heard people like Emmylou Harris or the Eagles or some other big band, you know, important band later that were popular, you know, years after Hank died. And it was only when I started paying attention to the songwriting credits did I realize, oh, that's a Hank Williams song. Oh, that's a Hank Williams song. Here's another one. Things like Hey Good Lookin' and Your Cheatin' Heart. So I can understand what you said about, you know, maybe not knowing chapter and verse some of these songs in these people's repertoire. Even people who gravitate more towards pop music would recognize Patsy Cline's numbers, you know, Walking After Midnight and Crazy and stuff like that, you know, because Loretta Lynn might be the wild card. I think most country fans, I'm sure most country fans know her music pretty well.
Coal Miner's Daughter, right?
Coal Miner's Daughter, yeah. Blue Kentucky Girl. She had, she had a string of over six or, I think it was about 10 years, she had a string of a dozen number one hits with Conway Twitty, that duet songs. So she's pretty big. And of course, after, you know, Johnny Cash sort of informed country music the way we listen to it now. He was just such a groundbreaking artist. But it wasn't until after his time with the Highwaymen, starting in 1985, that his popularity just went off the charts with fans of pop music and rock music, even hard rock and grunge musicians. Everybody loves and reveres Johnny Cash. So his fame just was sort of transcendent. It was hard to pick just those four artists.
I bet. Very good. Well, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about your upcoming show?
Well, it's going to be the Eagle Theater is kind of a small place, so it's going to be a really lovely, intimate setting, which we love. I just love being able to mix it up with audiences. Our sound is really spare and roots-oriented, and I'm not going to wave my own flag, but I have some really great musicians in the band, so even if you're just a fan of good picking, we got something for everybody, and I'm really proud of the show. People can get a little taste of it by going to the website, which is just the title of the show spelled out. It's www.sweetdreamsandhonkytonks. If you can do that, check out some of our music online and get a little feel for who we are.
Very good. We've been speaking with Tom Wasilchuk. He is one of the stars of the upcoming show, Sweet Dreams and Honky Tonks. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Cindy, thanks for having me. I do appreciate it. I hope to see you and some folks in the Pontiac area out at the show.
Yeah, and if you're looking forward to seeing Sweet Dreams and Honky Tonks, you can reserve your tickets by calling the Eagle Performing Arts and Conference Center box office at 844-1187. You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.